And so that's this thing inside the Republican Party right now. And where do they go? Where do they go? Do they get further radicalized, or do they ever pull themselves back from this cliff? It's really hard to know, because they've never done so before. They've never decided, oh, wait, no. We're going too far. We're doing the bad thing. We need to stop. They never think that, oh, you know, we need to dial this back. They're always like, go forward, attack, attack, attack. Andrew Torba, the guy that runs Gab, he was posting stuff like, this chat is tame. They have no idea how hateful and bigoted we all are. We're a bunch of crazy lunatics. We're out of our goddamn minds, and it's only going to get worse for these pricks when we finally reveal our true power level. And it's like, that's great. Just great. Just, what are we doing here? What on earth are we doing here with these people? So you got that going on. And then you have the story of I don't know if it was one of these guys, but it was a person who is an aide to a representative, a Republican representative. And that aide was in like a group meeting or whatever. It was Zoom call or something. And he had a American flag on the wall behind him. And that flag had manipulated its stripes in the middle of the flag to be a swastika. And people were like, oh shit, this fucking Nazi is openly, like, has defaced the American flag with a swastika in it, and he's hung it on his wall in his cubicle so that people can see his American Nazi flag. And so now this guy, I don't even know what he is. He's senior correspondent for Fox News. Oh, my God. This clown is trying to spin for this guy. Chad Pernum is the program is the name of this guy. He says, swastika flag in office of Rep. Dave Taylor may be an optical illusion and easy to miss. The weird story about an aide to Rep. Dave Taylor having a flag in his Capitol Hill office with a swastika on it has just gotten weirder. Multiple sources tell Fox, including those investigating the issue, the flag in question is an American flag with a swastika embedded into the ink or weaving. Here's the strange part. The swastika is not obvious to the naked eye, but is more visible when captured on video or by a still photo. One source described this as an optical illusion. Fox has learned that dozens of other congressional offices received these American flags from an undetermined group who brought them around Capitol Hill earlier this year. One office tells Fox the swastika on their flag was clear, so they tossed it out. But the flag in the office of Taylor was not visible until captured on camera. It is not known what group brought the flags about. This is under investigation. The U.S. Capitol Police are also conducting an inquiry. Fox has told the group that brought in the flags had multiple flags at issues. If the group knew the swastika was embedded in the flag or not, blah, 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 blah. Yep. No, fuck you. Do not believe any of this shit. Show me the flag. Show me this flag that is an optical illusion swastika.
So this flag is the opposite of Bigfoot, where you can only see it when the camera comes out.
Yes.
Essentially.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is it a magic eye thing where you have to stare at it and chant Mein Kampf, chant lines from Mein Kampf before you see it? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it's it is. This is ridiculous. We totally didn't see the swastika flag. Oh my God, just ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. These people are so. I mean, own it. Own your shit. Your party is a bunch of Nazis. Your party is a bunch of pro Hitler scum. I mean, just. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing. These people are trying to defend themselves. They know what they are. They know what they've done, and they don't know what's going on. I just don't get it. I just truly don't understand how anyone can pretend this shit. It's really frustrating. So here we are. Here we are now with this is our Republican Party. And their great internal schism is Hitler cool? On our side, we are currently having a debate if some oyster shucking guy who's never run for office before is a better candidate to beat Susan Collins than the very old lady who is the current governor of Maine. We're currently arguing the minutiae of Democratic primary politics. Well, on the other side, they're sitting there going, how openly pro-Hitler can we be without alienating people? Which, exactly none. You should be pro-Hitler exactly 0%. That's the amount of pro-Hitler you should be. This is not a tough call. This is very easy. Less Hitler love, more hatred of Hitler. He was a bad person. He did bad things. It was good that we fought a war against him and kicked his ass. And, yeah. So it's lovely. It's truly lovely that this is where we're at in America in the year of our Lord 2025. Speaking of where we're at in America in the year of our Lord 2025, we're about to just, make the House of Representatives totally unrepresentative. We're going to get rid of the Voting Rights Act. We're going to make sure that, all these congressional districts that elect black people don't exist anymore, and that the South is racistly gerrymandered to the absolute hilt. So that's going to be great. Republicans may win up to 19 more seats in the House as a result of this, which is going to make the House a undemocratic cesspool where you can – the battle is going to be between the pro-Hitler and the anti-Hitler Republicans in all those districts. That's what we're going to be like. Bob Smith loves Hitler. Vote Bob Smith for Congress.
It's going to be like Life of Brian, where they're like, we don't like the People's Front of Judea. We're with the Judea's People's Front.
it's going to be the Republicans for Hitler versus the Republicans against Hitler. And eventually the Republicans against Hitler are going to be called a bunch of pinko commie libs. And they're going to be like, no, we're not. Leave us alone.
And then it's going to all come down to who believes the Zundel report. That's a famous Holocaust denial piece of evidence, as they like to call it. And it's all bullshit. So, yeah.
What? Jake Shields and his wooden doors didn't sway you? Oh, my God. I mean, things have been happening in America with so much bullshit, like fucking this country up, that it's been like kind of hard for us to do one of our kind of deep dive episodes. But every now and then, when we're sitting there spitballing like a deep dive episode, if we're kind of running out of material, I will throw the Holocaust into the discussion. And basically everyone just sort of is like sighs, and they're just like, you know, at some point we probably should do like a series of episodes on the Holocaust, because it's kind of an important thing. And even though 10 million other people have documented it, it doesn't matter. And getting more stuff out there, showing people how this is a real thing that really happened, and that how Hitler, piece of shit, not a great guy. I mean, all of that is kind of important. So yeah, it's a magical place that's happening now where and this is the thing, is that once you make all these congressional districts uncompetitive, where Democrats can't win them because the people in those districts believe that Democrats are Satan worshiping, baby eating psychopaths, that they're monsters. I mean, we've just created this mythology inside the Republican Party where so many of the rank and file voters and people involved in the party just talk about how we as Democrats hate America, hate God, hate good things, hate the family. Just we're just hateful. We just want to destroy. They view us as these monsters that just want to tear this country down. And once you get to that point, once you get to the point where the opposition party is not a group of people who have political disagreements with you, but they're actually an existential threat to your nation, yeah, I got to vote for Bob Smith, the guy who loves Hitler, because if I don't, the Democrat will win, and he's much worse. It's literally every time Alex Jones tries to explain why he's backing Trump, especially when he's got Nick Fuentes on the show, and Alex is just like, look, man, I know the Epstein thing's bad, but Kamala Harris eats babies. We can't support the baby eaters. We had to vote for Trump. I mean, it's the only play we had. And back in the day, Alex would have done the whole two wings of the same corrupt bird, blah, 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 don't get involved in politics, buy your doomsday prepper shit from me, your water filtration kits, and blah, blah, blah. And he would have had some integrity. But now that's all gone out the window because he's seen how profitable and popular it is to be a MAGA supporter. So now he's like, yeah, Trump might fuck kids, but Kamala would have been worse. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, it's the most psychotic version of vote blue, no matter who you could imagine, where it's like, yeah, our guy is a pederast monster, but the other side is even worse. So we have support your pederast monster. It's the only way to win.
Vote ped, especially if they're red.
Right.
There you go.
Vote the red ped. Red ped is better than dead. I mean, that's where we're at. That's where we're at in this country right now, is just that kind of sick loyalty to this political party that gives us nothing. And they've got all the power. They control the media. They control the courts. They control the presidency and the Congress. They have everything. They can do whatever they want, and we're screwed. It sucks. It's really bad. And yet, like, I don't see enough people actually training their fire on this situation. I don't see enough people attacking Republicans and actually calling them out for being the problem, because it's just at the end of the day, they're like, oh, the Democrats nominated Hillary. They deserve to lose, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, we didn't deserve this. We truly didn't. Like, shut up. Like, just please stop talking about these things. It's so dumb. It's such a dumb waste of everyone's time. We did the things. The things happened. That's life. Yeah. So we had all that kind of fun stuff happening. And then, what was I going to say? The Supreme Court screwed up everything. We had, Republican angry stuff. There was one more topic on the agenda that I had, but my senile brain. Oh, I completely remember. I remembered something that was not something that I brought up in the pregame meeting, but I remembered it now. Representative Luna, my favorite Republican. She's my girl, because she's the one that talks about the Kennedy assassination and is stupid. She is talking about how this Russian, who is a Putin stooge, this guy is literally just doing this shit because he knows that he's meddling with Americans, and he's riling up QAnon. And that's what his job is. His name is Kirill Dmitriev, and Kirill has posted a bunch of stuff about Q drops. He's posted stuff about, he's done a Where We Go One, We Go All. He's done all this kind of stuff. And QAnon is freaking out because they're like, oh my God, this guy who's in Putin's inner circle is totally pilled. And it's like, you do know that he's doing this just to fuck with you, right? You do know he's saying these things just because he knows you want to hear them, and that this is an easy way for him to rile you up. He doesn't have to believe in any of this stuff. He just has to say it to get you gullible rubes to buy into it. And he is a part of this movement that has gotten Rep Luna to freak out. And she is talking about how Russia is now going to release to her and her committee all of their documents regarding the Kennedy assassination, and they're going to help us unlock what happened to Kennedy. And how the Russians would know the truth is kind of a mystery, because they unless they killed him. That would be awesome. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, the KGB totally whacked Kennedy. Here's the documentation. Here's the case officer who ordered it. Here's the assassins we snuck into Dallas. Here's how we got them out. Yep. Tough shit. We killed Kennedy and you never knew about it. But, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's what they're going to say. Were you trying to get your, my attention, Steph?
Why did Trump order the immediate release of the Amelia Earhart files? Like, y'all know I love Amelia. I didn't dig that deep into this because I just, it's current and it's happening. So I'm just kind of shutting myself off from almost everything. But, why is he? What, is there like from what you know, because you're kind of like a pundit, you know, like you know, like all the people that are like Rasputining in his ear and stuff, like which one of his supporters in that inner circle would be like Amelia Earhart? Like it doesn't make sense.
No earthly idea.
Okay.
There's no one I know who has any historical concern about that sort of thing.
I wonder if it's that, like, that pseudo-archaeology group, TIGAR, because they hide behind a bunch of different, like, names and stuff like that, and they've been on the cover of Popular Mechanics. That's how good at fooling people they are. And I wonder if they, like, made a big donation to Trump or something. But releasing the files wouldn't work in their favor because all the files are going to say, hey, guess what? She ran out of gas and she plunged into the ocean. So I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. Very weird. Anyway.
Yeah, it is a very strange thing that one day they were like, by the way, here's Amelia Earhart stuff. Boom. Totally declassified. We did it for you. I hope you're all happy now. And everyone was like, no, we're not. We want the Epstein stuff. What's going on? Why won't you give us the Epstein stuff, you scum? So that was, I mean, that's still like what's going on there.